The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Wednesday, and it's just racing by. New YouTube video up at the top of headlines if you want to grab that and take a look at it. Jay Widener, my editor, Steve Wilner, has done a superb job with that, as he always does. We're getting very close to 7 million views now, and thanks to all of you folks for that. It's always fun to watch how he edits to the soundtrack from the program. We use about 15, 16 minutes or thereabouts, so that's happening. First hour is happening right now here, and David John Oates is standing by. A special night for David. We had to move things around because of all kinds of reasons. But he's standing by from Adelaide, Australia. Are you there, David?
Yes, I am. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, you sound crisp and clear.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Yeah.
Nice good connection.
Yeah, yes. Very good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Here and watching this train wreck. It's unbelievable. Telling you, folks, please pay attention. You're going to see a political campaign, the likes of which this country has never borne witness to before. Donald Trump is now actively engaged in trying to destroy Hillary would be too kind. He's simply trying to expose and reveal the grotesque criminality, incompetence, and personality psychopathy that this woman carries with her everywhere she goes. She is really evil. And when you watch clips of her speaking, I really can't do it much anymore. It's very hard for me. You see the lies. You see the distortion. You see the top dollar spin artists trying to make her sound competent, but she's not. And here's Trump, a newcomer, flaws and all, speaking the truth, as we know from David's work with reverse speech, taking it to her. And he's taken the gloves off. He's not playing Mr. Nice Guy. And thank God for that. This is going to be a knockdown, drag out. But as people say, and more people are saying it, unless Donald Trump becomes president, America is dead.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I absolutely would. So does everyone I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we are.
And so, if Hillary gets in, my God,
No, it will have World War III. She wants to name a woman, apparently, as her Department of Defense top military expert at the Pentagram. And this woman has already said that she wants American troops to invade Syria and kill Mr. Assad. Bashar doesn't know probably the word kill like we do, but they there's no question. They're not going to capture the guy and put him on trial. They're going to kill him. They're going to go in there and wipe out the government. They'll try for a decapitation of the entire Syrian government. They'll blow it all up with one big bombing raid and then try and take the country over. This is what Hillary has planned. There's no question. None. What do you have for us tonight? Let's get going.
Well, quite a few reversals around Orlando, of course, seeing that's hot on the news. But let's start off with Obama endorsing Hillary Clinton. Okay, so here's the Fords.
She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
Well, he doesn't believe it because he says backwards, "Advise the bigot."
Advise the bigot. Advise the bigot.
Yeah. Well, even he, the liar he is, can't lie his way out of that. His subconscious won't let him.
No, that's right. No. That's what he thinks, a bigot. Incongruent reversal, but we're used to these from Obama now. Let's look at another one.
I know some say these primaries have somehow left the Democratic Party more divided. Well, you know, they said that 8 years ago as well.
So I must sit on it.
Bad to sit on it.
Huh.
Bad to sit on it.
Wonder what that means.
Bad to sit on it.
Well, he'd probably sit on it. He has to wait to see what happens with Bernie Sanders and all of his people. He's got to sit on it and wait. He doesn't know for sure. They're talking about a divided party, but he has to sit on it and wait.
Right. Well, I actually saw on Fox this morning that Bernie Sanders has conceded he won't win the nomination. So that was on
the list. He's, what did he say?
Conceded that he won't win the
Democratic
nomination.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on Fox News this morning. So there you go. All right. Next one on Obama endorsing Hillary.
I've seen her commitment to our values up close. I've seen her determination.
And here she says, I vote in them. So, yeah, that's probably a congruent reversal.
I vote in them. I vote in them.
Yeah.
I vote in them.
Yeah, well, he's voting for her values. So there you go. If you elect Obama, you'll get Hillary. If you elect Hillary, you'll get another Obama again.
Yeah, interesting.
All right, here we have another one.
Tens of millions of Americans have made their voices heard.
This is about Hillary Clinton, and he says, this is over them, it's the crime.
This is over them, it's the crime. This is over them, it's the crime.
There it is.
This is over them.
Well, it's very clear. How do you read that?
Well, the crime is what we've seen on Hillary's reversals. If you remember last show, I probably made a point of it in my book. I've just written a whole new book, which is in the
talk about that too.
And I've analyzed Trump and Hillary's reversals, and a common theme in Hillary's reversals is the crime, and she's constantly talking about the crime backwards, which is classic crooked Hillary, of course. So here we have Obama talking about the crime. It's over them. People have been conned. We've pulled the wool over their eyes, and Hillary has a large criminal background. That's how I interpret the reverse.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like that. Sure. That works.
Actually, maybe I should go and play some of the crime reversals.
Oh, that wouldn't hurt. It'd link right up. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go and pull them up right now. And
you know, I said it in the intro, but I honestly, when I see this woman speaking on video, on Fox, wherever, I just have a physical reaction to it. I've spent a lifetime really not liking liars and crooks. I don't like it. And now I despise it. I can't even watch the woman. It's the same with Obama. I can't watch the guy.
I have to play it backwards, Jeff.
I know. I wouldn't want to do that. It's the only way listening to it here is enlightening and helpful. That's the best I can say. It's not a shock to us. But it certainly confirms what we know, what we've been presenting. These people are criminal minds. They're the worst.
All right. Well, here's Hillary talking about the crime.
He bought full-page ads in newspapers across America back in 1987 when Ronald Reagan was president, saying that America lacked a backbone and the world was, you guessed it, laughing at us. He was wrong then, and he's wrong now.
And here she says, my crime, what a mess.
What are you admitting, yes?
What are you admitting, yes?
Okay.
What are you admitting, yes?
I can't hear, excuse me, I cannot hear my crime. I hear crime, what a mess, but I'm not sure about the first. Play it one more time, would you please, David?
Sure.
What are you admitting, yes?
What are you admitting, yes?
Well, something crime.
Boy, I hear...
admitting, yes?
I hear, what crime, but a mess.
Oh, okay. All right, let's play it again.
What are you admitting, yes?
What are you admitting, yes?
It's hard to tell. I would just go with crime, what a mess, actually.
That works. That works. You bet.
But it's the theme of crime. I'm
absolutely.
Hearing. And talking about war, you may remember this one I played on your show.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And here she says, I'll bring us war. So that fits in with what you how you opened the show on.
Now that is absolutely for anyone listening indication plenty that this woman is going to take us down. There's no question about it. She doesn't like Putin. Of course, she's being controlled by Wall Street money, international Rothschild banking money, the entire globalist movement. She is not her own person, but in looking at her through the eyes of the FBI agent who was in the Clinton White House during the 8 years that they were desecrating that office, and now the former Secret Service agent who's come forward with his book on her, we have an inside look at this woman that it should frighten anybody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I hope Trump just keeps on hammering it home. I'm sure he will. But he's doing some...
He's got a tractor trailer truckload full of stuff that they can roll out on that woman. She keeps calling herself someone who is pro-woman. That should enrage America's women. After the way she covered up her alleged husband's rapes and sex assaults, she should be in prison as an accessory. This is outrageous to call herself someone who is pro-woman. She is as anti-woman as it gets.
I need to put those reversals, highlight them on my website, I think. Go back to 96 and pull them all out.
Oh, you should. You had a... we were doing them here. They were a gold mine of things.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'll go and do that in the next couple of days. I'll get all those reversals out again.
We'll do it. Just do a special program with those. We'll go back to the Clintons of days of yore with Bill's nice little breast and all the rest of it and just... show what scum these people are.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. All right, we'll do that. I'll get them ready. So,
great.
Next show we'll bring some out.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, so here we have Obama now talking about the Orlando. Here we go.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history.
And this is probably a congruent reversal. Some evil scum.
For me, scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only he was an evil scum. So,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here he is being congruent.
Even Obama can say the sky is blue when he's looking at it.
That's true. All right. Here we have another one.
Our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
Oh, this is a bit of a regression reversal. Drop dead.
Drop dead.
Wow.
No, that's very interesting. Is there some animosity hiding in that man's dark recesses, no pun intended, because I think he's white, about the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual movement? Drop dead, all of them? Is he sick of them? What's going on here?
I know. Well, listen to this one. Here we go.
The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It was a place of solidarity. An empowerment where people have come together.
He says, oh, people, I'm rotten. Nice and clear, that one.
I can't hear the first word clearly on this end, David. What is he saying again? Oh, people?
Oh, people, I'm rotten.
Well, the people, I'm rotten, is crystal clear here.
You're hearing the first word again. Huh, interesting.
I can't. It's the connection. It's muddy, that's all.
It's the connection. I'll play it again. If you just play it as people, I'm rotten.
That's all you need.
Yeah, there we go.
People, I'm rotten. And listen to the way he says it.
Yeah, I know. The I'm rotten is very clear. The people's very clear.
Listen to how his subconscious is talking about himself.
Yeah,
people, I'm rotten. He doesn't give a crap. He's just telling the truth from his subconscious. I'm rotten. He is rotten.
That's why he says, drop dead.
That's right. I'm rotten. I don't give a damn about any of you. I'm just playing the game here.
Well, it was quite ironic. He actually got angrier at Donald Trump's characterization of the shooting than he did at the shooter.
I know.
I'm going, my God, what's this guy doing?
It really is mind-boggling. And if you're just joining us for the first time, you're listening to David Oates, ReverseSpeech.com. It is the technology of studying the human psyche by playing forward speech backwards. And every so often, 15, 20 seconds, sometimes more often than that, the subconscious mind uses the sounds that you make your forward speech out of and speaks in reverse. Your mind is perfectly capable of hearing that when you're speaking to someone. If you're talking to someone and you don't like them or you feel good about them or bad, you are hearing them at the subconscious level. And you are also speaking back to them in a conversation at the subconscious level. You're trading little information snippets, little phrases, little sentences. So that's what this is all about. David has how many examples up now on the website?
Oh, well over 20,000 on the website alone.
So, I don't expect all of you to embrace this who are new immediately. Do your research. Go to reversespeech.com and just plan on sitting and listening. You'll hear it. He will not accept it unless every syllable is there, and it works. It's got to be correct, grammatically correct, syllabically correct, and it usually is congruent with what's being spoken forwards at the same time. It doesn't have to be, but it usually is. So it's the ultimate lie detector test, and it's just a phenomenal thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, let's play another simple one on Obama. It's still on Orlando.
That he give us all the strength to be there for them and the strength and courage to change.
And here he says, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Oh, he's wimping out. Listen,
yes.
Now remember, the subconscious also speaks with emotion. Listen to how he said, play that again. Listen to how he says that.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
He's wimping out.
Yep, here he goes.
I'm afraid.
Little crybaby pansy. God.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Now, here we've got a reversal that's quite clear.
Can you play that again? I still can't believe what I hear sometimes when you're on the program. That the subconscious does not lie.
Now, here, let's play the forwards first. And he talks about acting with courage forwards.
Yeah.
It's all the strength to be there for them, and the strength and courage to change.
Strength and courage to change. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
There you go.
I'm afraid.
There's your truth.
Yeah, it's a congruent reverse in as much as it adds its complements of forwards, but it's incongruent in its message. So it related to the forwards, but the message is the opposite of what it's saying forwards. So it's incongruent, which we've seen on Obama constantly. And I the book I've just written, I lie it all out. It's quite amazing to read it all. And the incongruities are all through the man. I'm just amazed he's lasted in office as long as he has, quite frankly. Anyway, all right. So here we have a long one. Now, I'm not too sure what this one means, but I think it's significant, so we're going to dissect it on the air, okay? Now, sometimes reversals, well, usually reversals are very straightforward, okay? And a lot of the ones I play you show are very straightforward in their meaning. But sometimes you get reversals with unusual cryptic meaning, and this is one of them. So let's see if we can work out what it means. Here's the forwards.
So this is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race.
Okay, your villain, hear the sender, sell the survivor. Listen to this. Can you hear that one, Jeff?
I hear it, yes.
Okay, well, the sell the survivor I can understand because they've had a lot of survivors being interviewed on the news service. But your villain, hear the sender. It's just come out once again on TV this morning that they think this guy had a controller. They've got a phone conversation that's just surfaced. Did you see that?
No, I did see his alleged ex-lover speaking on Univision. That was yesterday, but I didn't. The handler thing is that's of great interest. What do you know about that?
Well, it just came out this morning. I watched it on Fox. This phone conversation that surfaced with him talking to some other guy about the details of the operation. What they said on Fox, they didn't play the audio, and they just said this guy had a handler. You better not quote me on that because I only just saw it this morning.
Well, what handler being an ISIS handler or a government handler? What are we thinking?
ISIS handler. That's what he's saying. Let me just Google it real quick and see if there's anything up on the web yet. And that would be that would explain a hear the sender.
It would. Yeah.
Pledge allegiance to ISIS on. No, it's not up on Google yet. So your villain.
No, I've not seen it. So I'll watch.
No, I just Googled it. It's not there. Your villain, hear the sender, sell the survivor. I think that Obama is more aware of what's gone down than what he's led on. I think that he was very aware that it was an ISIS terrorist attack. And that's what we're hearing in his reversals. And he doesn't like to use the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, but he's aware of it. And that's your villain here, the sender. You know, I'm aware that he was sent. And let's showcase the survivors. The only way I can interpret it.
Well, it makes sense. My theory is that our intelligence is so thorough, so penetrating, so complete that I feel the government did not drop the shooter as a person of interest twice. I don't think they ever dropped him. Maybe they formally made an announcement or put in their paperwork they did. I think they let this happen. I know it sounds horrible. They let the World Trade Center bombing go on in 1993, I think it was. So as they wouldn't give up their penetration of these radical terror cells. They didn't want to give it up, so they let it happen. Is that possible in your world? I think so.
That's absolutely possible. I totally agree with that. I think that's what we're hearing in the reverse.
All right. Very good. David and I will be right back. Hold on. Okay, right back with David. Who is here 2-3 times a month and heard exclusively on this program and this network with his latest reversals during this political campaign season and all other seasons as well. We are going to see, you watch, and hear up until November the most withering, knockdown, drag-out, except one side is in the right and the other side represents the death of this country. It's not a fair fight. It's not an evenly matched heavyweight boxing championship or anything like that. This is an evil construct. Listen, I'm going to play just a little minute and a half, David, Hillary and then Donald Trump. Now, this woman, the way she presents herself, laughs, smiles, and yet you read the behind-the-scenes truth of who she is, and you simply track her record. Track her record and listen to how she acts. Remember, she has the best speechwriters money can buy.
It's an understatement to say that Americans face a choice in November. As I said yesterday in Ohio, Donald Trump offers no real solutions for the economic challenges we face.
What's the scariest part of that? The reaction in the crowd. Those people cheering for their own demise.
He just continues to spout reckless ideas that will run up our debt and cause another economic crash. I'm here today to offer an alternative. I have a clear vision for the...
Yeah, World War III.
...the economy, and it's this. We need to make sure our economy works for everyone, not just those at the top.
Not just those with the Clinton Foundation that have taken in over $3 billion.
Not just for the rich or the well-connected. Not just for people living in some parts of the country or people from certain backgrounds and not others. I mean everyone. And I have a plan. I have a plan to get us there. Five steps we can take together to drive growth. That's strong.
I can't take any more. This is all such crap, such lies. All you've got to do is look at the history. Honestly, it's all there. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries. Someone just messaged me during the break. That reversal, my crime, what a mess. And you couldn't hear my. That just says, war crime, what a mess. And I played it during the break, and I agree.
All so crime?
War crime.
W-A-R. Oh, war crime. Oh, there. That's it. War. Okay. Now, yes. Let's hear it.
Okay.
War crime. Yes.
There it is.
War crime. Yes.
Sure.
War crime. Yes.
It was that first consonant. It just didn't sound like an M. So now we got it. Good job. Very good.
Yeah. War crime. What a mess. So there you go. That adds even extra weight to that reverse.
Yeah. She's got war crime all over her. You bet.
Absolutely. All right, so let's move on to another reversal here. Let's see what else I got. I got quite a lot. Let's look at Trump, seeing we're talking about Hillary. Here's Donald Trump.
But when he won, I really thought, at a minimum, that he was going to be a great cheerleader for the country. And he's not even a good cheerleader. There's very little I can say positive.
He killed Bin Laden.
He didn't kill Bin Laden. You know, he gets so much credit for that. Okay, excuse me. Excuse me.
And here he says backwards, Hillary sure gonna be done.
Hillary's not gonna get on.
Hillary's not gonna get on.
Quick one, that one.
Hillary's not gonna get on.
Yes. Hillary's sure gonna be done. She's toast. It's time to bury this vampire once and for all.
Yep. Absolutely right. All right, let's have a look at... we're here. One more on Obama. I've got lots of Obama. Here, one more.
Mm-hmm. In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear or turn against each other.
Here's a man who just said, I'm afraid, saying we will not get into fear. And backwards, he says, grief living now.
Grief living now.
Oh, yeah.
Grief living now.
Well, that's a true statement.
Yeah.
He is, by the way, I saw three of his speechwriters on some news yak show. And just for the record, record's a record, they were, if they weren't homosexual, they weren't gay, I don't know what is. They all had the mannerisms, the speech, the affectations. And it would make perfect sense that Obama would hire three gay speechwriters. These are young guys. And they were laughing. One of them said, and remember when you wrote that thing about how people with Obamacare were going to be able to keep their doctors? And they laughed and laughed and laughed. They knew it was a lie.
Oh, my
God. He's got three of the most depraved I'm not talking sexually here, I'm talking morally, intellectually, and righteously. Depraved young men writing his speeches, and these are his primary writers. So I hear that, and then I hear him, and I know where it's coming from. Wow. It's just really putrid.
All right, hey, well, let's look at one more on Obama talking about Orlando.
In a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
I think being, and he says the show of Zion.
The show of Zion.
The show of Zion. The show of Zion.
What's Zion and the show of Zion got to do with Orlando? Do you,
Well, he's suggesting that there may be a link. A Zionist link, and you know, name me one major tragedy that hasn't had a Zionist link.
Right. Yeah.
Think about it. They're buried, but they're there. 9/11. Come on, it's all there. JFK, yeah. All there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
how is something this big going to happen? And I maintain that the FBI and the Feds knew all about it. They let it happen. That's my view. And it wouldn't surprise me to take the construct that we already know about, that ISIS is a Western Zionist creation initially, and so you've got strings. How many refugees has Israel taken in? Zero. How many attacks on Israel has ISIS pulled off? Zero. You get the picture? Who's pulling the strings here? The creators of ISIS are pulling the strings. So there may be a link there.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's in the reversals. And, all right, moving on to Trump again.
You have to be careful. Okay,
thank you. Let me know what's
that could hurt me very badly.
I don't know what the context is, but backwards he says, then I build America, want to bully that little faggot. Oh, it's all there, too. Then I build America, want to bully that little faggot.
It's almost, here's what he says from over here.
Okay.
Let me bully that little faggot. Just let me at him.
All right, let me do it. I can hear both, yeah.
Let me bully that little faggot. Let me at him.
Yeah, he's talking about Obama.
Of course.
Yeah. So there's Trump using the word America again. I mean, practically every show I do, we've got some America reversal on Trump. It's just constantly there.
Don't worry about time. I can slide over into the next hour if we need it, so take your time. My second hour guest is ill, so we'll do something. But let's just run over and into the next hour and keep playing reversals. Maybe you can pull up something from the Clinton years if you can find them during the top of the hour break, whatever, if you'd like.
I can't. I've got an appointment at the top of the hour.
Oh, okay, no problem. We'll get through this then, and I wanted to play a little bit from Trump. Let me just play a little bit here, his speech today, to balance things out, so you all don't have bleeding ears for the rest of the night from hearing Hillary.
Clinton's tryout for the presidency has produced one deadly foreign policy disaster after another. One by one, they're all bad. She's virtually done nothing right. She's virtually done nothing good. It all started with her bad judgment in supporting the war in Iraq in the first place. Though I was not in government service, I was among the earliest to criticize the rush to war. And yes, even before the war ever started. But Hillary Clinton learned nothing from Iraq, because when she got into power, she couldn't wait to rush us off to war in Libya. She lacks the temperament and the judgment and the competence to lead our country. She should not be president under any circumstance.
Okay, there it is. It's totally true.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here's Trump again.
And she would be absolutely the wrong person. Now, she wants to bring 500% more people in from Syria.
Okay, talking about Hillary. But backwards, Bush evil.
Bush evil.
Bush evil. So why is he saying Bush evil talking about Hillary? I don't know. Bush, he just is a constant appearance in people's reversals. I don't know why.
I think it's not W. I think it's the old man and the lineage of Bush power. This goes back to the JFK assassination, up through the Reagan presidency, when Reagan should have died and George Herbert Walker Bush should have ascended to the presidency and then been reelected. That was the plan. Somehow Reagan survived that. The power of the Bush family is enormous.
Yeah. Right. Well, my current training class, we're doing a research project on Robert Kennedy to find out the real killer. And in the last class, we reversed LBJ talking about the death of Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
And he used Bush twice in his little 3-minute speech.
Let
me pull it up. Let me see if I can pull one of them up. So I don't know. I mean, and Bush appeared all through the JFK assassination as well. So here's LBJ.
The 2 or 3 stories, shoots his coverage and one or two others.
This is Bush.
Look at that.
See, there's another example of the subconscious speaking so clearly that with the inflection, it's a statement. Yep. You don't argue with that statement. It's a fact. He's making a statement.
And here's another one.
Robert Kennedy affirmed this country, affirmed the essential decency of its people.
You know, he says, see it. Oh, yeah, this is him announcing Kennedy's death. And he says, see it, Bush.
See it, Bush. See it, Bush. See it, Bush.
So there he is, Bush.
Yeah, Bush again. Yeah.
I know. I like to know what he was doing in the 60s. No one really knows, do they? Isn't that when he was...
Herbert Walker Bush? Yeah, he was deep undercover in the intelligence community.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, well... He's on everyone's reversals.
That's very interesting.
All right, okay, so let's have a look at Trump again.
And I'm saying we cannot take any more people from Syria right now. We can't do it.
And here he says, they would make you whine.
No, it makes you whine.
In other words, you'll complain. They're not going to do us any good. They'll make you whine. That's in whine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a congruent reversal. He's saying,
"Yeah,
saying backwards as he is forwards." So, here's the next one.
We can either get him this way or that way. Either solution's okay. I almost think the other would have been better, except this way there's a little more proof, and a lot of people disagree with what happened after the fact, and the way he was treated so solemnly. I mean, they treated him so solemnly after the fact. Cleanse the body, wash the body. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about Osama bin Laden. Yeah, and backwards, I hold the will.
I hold the will.
I hold the will.
Oh, yeah.
I hold the will.
Yeah.
No, they say he's got the will that is needed to be president. He has the will to handle these situations the way they should be handled. Okay?
Correct. Absolutely. Here's. Give me another 30-40 seconds here. Hold on. I'm going to finish this up with Trump.
To admit people who share our values and love our people.
Talking about refugees, they need to share our values and love our people. He's going to finish with that.
Wants to bring in people who believe women should be enslaved and gays put to death. Maybe her motivation lies among the more than 1,000 foreign donations Hillary failed to disclose while at the State Department. Hillary Clinton may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, well, that's why crime is all through her reversals.
You got it.
I think I documented at least a dozen times she said the word crime in my book.
Wow. Well, amazing. Okay, David, go ahead. We're going to talk about your book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I've just finished writing a book. It's in the Ed listeners now. It'll hopefully be out by the end of July. I've never written a book quite like this before. All my previous books have been about the theories I've developed to interpret reverse speech, the proof that it exists.
Right.
This book presupposes the reader already believes in reverse speech, so I don't go into any of that stuff. And the whole book is about truth and why reverse speech is here, to bring in the truth. And it goes all about the implications of what this means. I mean, it means a total revamp of society. One of the reasons why reverse speech isn't accepted, because if you accept reverse speech exists, then you've also got to accept this message. And its message is pretty incredible with what it's got to say. And so the whole book goes about this is what reverse speech is here for, truth, and the unveiling of truth both on a collective level in society and on a personal level within the individual. So I follow what
nice,
I see.
Nice, very nice.
Being the two-pronged mission of reverse speech, society and the individual. The society changes I cover on my shows with you, and the individual changes I do in my private session work, Very well.
Sounds terrific. So, what's the name of the book?
Unveiling the Truth, The Secrets of Reverse Speech. And, of course, there's a whole chapter on the JFK assassination, of course, and then a whole chapter on politics.
Well, this is good. And you let me know when it's available. We'll put it up.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. Yep. Yeah, I'm really quite excited about it. I've never written a book quite like this before.
Very good. Sounds great. Okay.
All right, let's look at Trump some more.
We can take him out. We have him. You're the president. We can take him out with a missile and we can go get him. Now, the third thing is leave him alone. And nobody, only a very stupid person would say that. So we can take him out with a missile. We can do either way. Either way, it's okay. All right? Either way, it's okay. So he said, all right, let's go get him. Why does he get so much credit? They give him credit for that. He shouldn't get so much credit. He happened to be sitting in
that slam dunk.
Excuse me.
I was talking about taking out Osama bin Laden.
Right. If, in fact, that was Osama bin Laden who was shot, we doubt it.
Right.
We think he died in 2011, a long time ago.
Right. Yeah. They see us, make us go with our error. They see us, make us go with our error.
They see us, make us go with our error.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They see us, make us go with our error.
It's not our error, it's that error. They see us, make us go with that error.
They see us, make us go with our error.
In other words, they're sizing it up, looking at us, and they're making us swallow this lie. It's an error. It's not the truth.
Oh, yeah, that's how you would interpret it. Absolutely. Yeah, and let's play it one more time. Here we go.
Let's see us. Make us go with our error.
Yep, you're right.
Let's see us. Make us go with our error.
You're right, and once more.
Let's see us. Make us go with our error.
It's the only way you can interpret it, isn't it?
Right, right.
Yeah. Wow. Once again, the truth is in reverse speech, as it always is. All right, here he's talking about Orlando's assault weapons.
Why not ban assault weapons, as Hillary Clinton just called for recently on our show?
Well, first of all, there are millions of them already out there, millions upon millions. So they're already out there, number one. And I absolutely wouldn't, because people need protection. They have to protect. So the bad guys will have the assault rifles, and the people trying to protect themselves will be standing there with a BB gun.
And that's the situation we've got in Australia now. The citizens don't have guns, and the criminals are the ones who've got all the guns.
See, you as an Australian, have been through gun confiscation. The crime rate, when it went 300-400% almost immediately, just skyrocketed. The criminals always have guns.
Always. Yeah, you see it on the news here all the time. There's always another raid of some bikie outfit with hundreds and hundreds of weapons,
So tell Americans, David, what's going to happen to them and all of us over here if the Second Amendment is destroyed and they confiscate our guns. What's going to happen to us?
Oh, mate, the criminals will be running the country within a month.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. America having guns is the only thing that's... Well, not the only thing, but it's one of the things that's keeping America safe.
You got it.
That's what the fathers fought for.
It's So you, David's been through it over there, and history is full. It is replete with example after example. There are no exceptions that when guns are confiscated, the citizenry descends into slavery and fear, and they are completely at the mercy of petty street criminals to go along with their high-level government criminals, so they're screwed.
Yeah, yeah. You don't go into downtown Adelaide at night anymore. It's just not a place I would go.
Wow.
Anyway, this reversal is we'll build a spy on it.
We'll build a spy on it.
Huh, clear.
We'll build a spy on it. We'll build a spy on it.
I wonder what he means by that. Talking about not taking weapons away, we'll build a spy on it. Oh, maybe we'll monitor it, you know.
Just talking about increased surveillance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, monitoring, increased surveillance, gun register. Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Yep, okay, all right. All right, let's have a look. What else have I got on Obama, on Trump? Here we go.
And he doesn't want to discuss it. He doesn't want to properly describe it.
They need the sex. I'll be bothered. Wonder if that's literal or metaphoric. you need it. If sex is a metaphor, it's energy. They need to see. Again.
And he doesn't want to discuss it. He doesn't want to properly describe it.
And they need the sex.
Is he talking about Obama?
Yes, he is.
Well, then that's he's talking about homosexuals in general are they're sex addicts in many cases. Not all, but many of them are. They have 100-150 partners a year. They need the sex. That's what drives them. That's what I suggest he's talking about.
Well, he's talking about Orlando. So he's talking about Obama's reaction to Orlando.
Yeah. Oh, that's Obama. Obama, card-carrying member of the Chicago Gay Men's Bathhouse. Lifelong homosexual. It's all tied in together. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yep. All right, okay. How are we going for time? Got time for one more?
I've got a couple more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry I can't stay over, Jeff. It's right in the middle
of my
work. Okay, so here's a Trump.
Because I was getting ready to run, but then I have the equal time provisions, and NBC was desperate to keep me, okay? Like, desperate to keep me, and you can understand, because I get ratings.
We get upset so easy.
We get upset so easy.
We get upset so easy.
Yeah, that's it, huh?
We get upset.
He's talking about himself. He does get upset a bit, doesn't he? I don't know.
Well, when he's using the pronoun we, I wonder if he's talking about himself so much as maybe the American public. I don't know.
Yeah, let's play the Forbes again.
Because I was getting ready to run, but then I have the equal time provisions, and NBC was desperate to keep me, okay? Like, desperate to keep me, and you can understand, because I get ratings.
No, he's probably just talking about the general public. We get upset.
We get upset so easy.
Yes, a general.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a general philosophical statement.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you for that. We'll talk soon. That little clip I played, I'll send you the video of that, because where he says Hillary Clinton, the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency, that might be a good thing to look at and see if there's anything there.
Yep, send it to me, Jeff. I'll have a look at it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, that's hour one. We'll come right back with hour number two, and we'll play an encore for you next hour. Wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe. Okay, so we're okay. All right, we'll be back live with Joel Skousen. He just got home. I just got an email. Timing is everything. Be right back with Joel. In just a few, hang on.